As I've said, I think, you know, when you're assessing opportunities and you're out of work, I've said it from the very start, you know, I'm the type of person that looks for real challenges. I don't want to do things. It's not like purposely going out the way of it, but, you know, if everything was easy and everything went to plan, and of course, you know, there's a good side to that, but, you know, having those challenges where it's a big ask, or it's a big job, and but you know that if you can come through that difficult moment, exactly what can be ahead of you, exactly what it can be, and that's the motivation for me. So obviously then understanding that here and understanding this, the size of the club, how historic it is, how big it is, that's always a, I'm sure every manager would tell you, I'm sure you'd be silly not to, but is, you know, that's another added, you know, motivation to come. And then seeing the squad and speaking to the owners and the directors and seeing their ambition, it just aligned with myself, and I felt a good connection. And the key is, I felt even today when I went and met the players and we trained today, it was a good connection with them, and I'm sure it's going to be the same with our fans. And just really looking forward to it, excited by it. And yes, it's difficult, there's no magic wand, but all I can promise is that there'll be 100% from myself and everyone, players, and I'm sure from our fans as well.
What are you going to bring as a manager? What will you bring? What will your strengths be? What sort of a manager can Birmingham City fans look forward to seeing?
Well, I think I'm a passionate guy. I love football. I love working and just seeing something grow. And I'm not a selfish guy. I don't do this for me. Yes, there's an element of wanting to be ambitious and wanting to be successful, of course, like anyone. But I like to have the feeling around of people feeling that they're getting somewhere and growing. And that goes for staff, it goes for players, and it goes for the fans. You know, as an example, at Leeds, when I first went there, it was very fractured. There was no connection with anything. And we managed to build that by the end of that season and throughout that season, of a real, you know, united front and a unity from the terraces to the players, to the staff, to everyone around the club that work at the club on match days or at the training grounds. And that's the carrot. That's the carrot there. And being another big historic club like Birmingham. And I said before to you that I've been here when I've seen it fully rock in St. Andrews, and it's hostile and it's vocal, it's loyal, it's passionate, and very difficult for away teams to play. And that's what we have to get it to. And of course, we need that to start straight away. And I've got no doubt that these fans will come and pack this place and really get behind this team, because that's what they need. And that's what, you know, they are true fans here. You know, they've been through a lot in the last couple of seasons, but I'm sure that if we can get through this period and everyone sticks together and we fight together, we can go on to better times going forward.
I read somewhere that you're a very one-on-one manager when it comes to players.
Yeah, I think there's a case for that. And I think it's a case of, yeah, now you have to tailor yourself to different ways. And part of that is one-on-one work with players, but there's also unity and working in units and working with the whole group. You have to kind of spread yourself in certain ways when it's needed. And we did some good work today as the group together. I think the key right now is how important everyone is together, the commitment and the fight that's going to have to be put there from everyone. And I think that unity is vitally important. And that needs to come from myself, the people that already work at the club, to the players and to the people and the fans on the terraces. But I think I've seen it when that's happened at this club, and I'm sure that's going to come again, and we need that to start from tomorrow night.
The squad, they've lost five or six on the bounce. They've scored one goal, let in 14. Mm-hmm. The confidence, understandably, the human beings, it's shot to pieces, the confidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that your main thing now between this 11 games, is restoring belief and between the years, getting that right rather than just working on ability?
Yeah, so it's, you're 100% right, of course. That's a big part of it. And understandably, there's a situation with confidence and stuff like that when you go for a run, and obviously confidence within the fans, confidence in the players, confidence of people around the club. Of course, ultimately, results will are the things that change that. But I think understanding that and already working with the players today, and I was very pleasantly surprised how together they are and how united they are and how determined they are to get it right on the pitch and give, you know, these loyal fans what they want and get this club back to good times. So I can assure you that that's how they think and that's how they're feeling. And it's about trying to work quickly, pick them up. And I think it's just about letting them see what they are and what they're capable of. And I think I'm that type of manager that allows that. And, you know, yes, there's things that have to be done right and you have to make sure things are very clear, which we've been working on. But I like the team to express themselves and show that passion. And then that's when the capability and the confidence comes. So, of course, results would be nice. That's the ultimate aim right now. But I think there's a lot more to come from this group in the coming weeks.
Sod's Law, Middlesbrough, the first game that you face.
It is.
You had a decent win ratio there, didn't you?
Yeah. Look, it's fate, I suppose, isn't it? But as I said, you know, football has a funny way of throwing things in your path like that, like those coincidences and stuff like that. But look, it's not about me. It's not about myself. It's about these players. It's our fans. Everyone uniting together and putting everything that we've got on that pitch and coming out there fighting and having a way. Look, you can't just come in and put a way of playing and a style and all these things that people like to talk about, a buzzword. It's about understanding where we're at, what we need to do right now, and having obviously this one day with the players. Obviously there'll be a little bit more tomorrow, how we can go onto the pitch. But I think what everyone really wants to see right now is a team giving absolutely everything, and I think that's what gets the response, and that's what can start to build it again from there.
You know, Borough's strengths and weaknesses, something you can work on?
Maybe that's a plus. Obviously they've changed a lot from my time, but of course I know the players there and all of that, but yeah, of course we know about them and how they've been, and it's, you know, it's a different way to play into how I was playing, but my only focus really is on us and what we need to do, and the players, as I said to them today, we need to be focused on ourselves in this 11 games, and yes, touch on the opposition, understand what we're going to be facing, but it's more about getting ourselves right than anything else, because if we get ourselves right more often than not, with the capabilities in the squad and the quality that we have, they can put themselves in positions to collect points.
Thanks for that. 3 points any which way but loose.
Exactly.